Harry could tell that Voldemort had not expected Dumbledore to know this name. He saw Voldemort's eyes flash red again and the slit-like nostrils flare. "My friends," he said after a moment's pause, "will carry on without me, I am sure." "I am glad to hear that you consider them friends," said Dumbledore. "I was under the impression that they are more in the order of servants."
"You are mistaken," said Voldemort.
"Then if I were to go to the Hog's Head tonight, I would not find a group of them? Not Rosier, Mulciber, Dolohoff, awaiting your return? Devoted friends indeed to travel this far with you on a snowy night, merely to wish you luck as you attempted to secure a teaching post."
There could be no doubt that Dumbledore's detailed knowledge of those with whom he was travelling was even less welcome to Voldemort. However, he rallied almost at once.
"You are omniscient as ever, Dumbledore." "Oh, no, merely friendly with the local barmen," said Dumbledore lightly. "Now, Tom."
Dumbledore set down his empty glass and drew himself up in his seat, the tips of his fingers together in a very characteristic gesture.
"Let us speak openly. Why have you come here tonight, surrounded by henchmen, to request a job we both know you do not want?"
Voldemort looked coldly surprised.
"A job I do not want? On the contrary, Dumbledore, I want it very much." "Oh, you want to come back to Hogwarts, but you do not want to teach any more than you wanted to when you were 18. What is it you're after, Tom? Why not try an open request for once?"
Voldemort sneered. "If you do not want to give me a job..."
"Of course I don't," said Dumbledore, "and I don't think for a moment you expected me to. Nevertheless, you came here. You asked. You must have had a purpose."
Voldemort stood up. He looked less like Tom Riddle than ever, his features thick with rage.
"This is your final word?"
"It is,"
said Dumbledore, also standing.
"Then we have nothing more to say to each other." "No, nothing," said Dumbledore, and a great sadness filled his face. "The time is long gone when I could frighten you with a burning wardrobe and force you to make repayment for your crimes. But I wish I could, Tom, I wish I could."
For a second, Harry was on the verge of shouting a pointless warning. He was sure that Voldemort's hand had twitched toward his pocket and his wand, but then the moment had passed. Voldemort had turned away, the door was closing, and he was gone. Harry felt Dumbledore's hand close over his arm again, and moments later they were standing together on almost the same spot. But there was no snow building on the window ledge, and Dumbledore's hand was blackened and dead-looking once more.
"Why?"
said Harry at once, looking up into Dumbledore's face.
"Why did he come back?
Did you ever find out?"
"I have ideas," said Dumbledore, "but no more than that."
"What ideas, sir?"
"I shall tell you, Harry, when you have retrieved that memory from Professor Slughorn," said Dumbledore. "When you have that last piece of the jigsaw, everything will, I hope, be clear to both of us."
Harry was still burning with curiosity, and even though Dumbledore had walked to the door and was holding it open for him, he did not move at once. Was he after the Defense Against the Dark Arts job again, sir? He didn't say.
"Oh, he definitely wanted the Defense Against the Dark Arts job," said Dumbledore. "The aftermath of our little meeting proved that. You see, we have never been able to keep a Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher for longer than a year since I refused the post to Lord Voldemort."